Morning, everyone. We dedicate our learning this morning in memory of Necha Bas Chaim Zedel, and we hope and pray that her neshama should have an aliyah. The area of kashering for Pesach could be quite controversial, especially when it comes to things that don't really necessarily need kashering, especially when it comes to, when you move into a new house, things you have to kasher. So you have to kasher the sink, you have to kasher the stove and the oven and the countertops, maybe things like that. But when it comes to things like a refrigerator or a pantry, so as a general rule, there's nothing to kasher over there. But when it comes to Pesach, you have different minds over here. Some people say that you should go crazy and cover every last inch. And other people say that, no, there's nothing to kasher. There's no way that it could become ever possibly true. And so therefore, there's nothing to do. So how do we understand, how do we grapple between these two different perspectives? So let's start with something like a pantry, right? So as a general rule, when it comes to, I guess you could do them both together. When it comes to, as a general rule, when you are putting things inside of a pantry, so nothing is ever hot and really nothing is ever even cold. Usually you're just putting the room temperature items into the pantry. And so the way kashrus works is the only way something can become treif or of a develop a chametz taste inside of it is if something is actually hot. And so therefore, when it comes to a pantry, there is no concern that there would ever be any sort of chametz in the actual shelf itself. And so as long as you properly clean out the pantry, there's no concern whatsoever. When it comes to a fridge, it's actually a little bit more complex because of the fact that sometimes people do put a very hot soup away or things like that. And so there is what to be concerned about theoretically, that even the shelf of a fridge could have some sort of a taste and maybe some sort of a chametz stick of taste. And so there are really two strong opponents out there, these polarized perspectives, that at the end of the day, since you have a cold fridge and you have a room temperature pantry, there will never be an issue of chametz whatsoever. And so some families have the custom not to cover anything. What they do is they just scrub these areas down and they don't put anything and they just use them like regular on Pesach. Other families have this other perspective of saying, no, you never know. It could be. Maybe there is some chametz and we're so strict on Pesach in general. Why would you not cover the area of the fridge? Why would you not cover the area of the pantry? And so as a general rule, as long as you're aware of the halacha, that technically it probably cannot become chametz stick in such a way. And so therefore, as a general rule, you'll know that it's just a stringency. So I have no issue with that, and people should do whatever they want to do. I actually had a fight with my mother-in-law during the times of COVID. She was with us for Pesach. She got to see all of our kashering, which was a very exciting process. So she got to see what we do. We do cover the shelves for our refrigerator. That's what my family custom always was. And we got into a big fight. Do you cover? Do you not cover? And so whatever you do, just don't kosher near your mother-in-law. But as a general rule, again, as long as you're familiar with actual halacha, what it is that you don't technically need to in most cases, and you want to follow a stringency of covering, there is no issue with that. But we'll stop right here. We'll conclude the Rabbi's Kaddish.